Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Season 7 of the D1 Only Podcast presented by TAP, Thoughts, Actions, and Progress. My name is Eduardo Villalpando and I'm your host, and I want to thank our sponsor TAP for making this possible. Also, thanks to all the listeners for being here with us. Today we got ourselves a very special guest, Sabrina Locas. Thank you for being here and welcome to the show.
Thank you, I really appreciate.
For sure. Sabrina, for all of those who don't know her, is a former NCAA Division I student athlete at Niagara University, where she competed in multiple conference tournaments. She's also attended McGill University in Canada before signing her first ever professional soccer contract in France with FC Metz from the country's second division. So congrats on a great career so far.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how did you first hear about the possibility of turning pro? And I don't know if you care to break down a little bit, what was your thought process like at the time, just in terms of, is this what you want to do for a long time, and or how did that come about?
So since I've been very young, I've always wanted to play it like at the highest level I could. And I don't know, like at first when I was in high school, I didn't really want to go to the States just because, like, I didn't speak English at all, and, like, I was very scared to just go far away from home and just learn another language. But then my mom really pushed me hard, and then I got an offer with Niagara, and that's when I did very well starting my first year, and that's when I was thinking, like, oh, like, I might actually have a chance to play at a higher level after. So I already put in the work, and then COVID happened, and then it definitely changed my plans. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I graduated from Niagara, and they didn't have a program I wanted to continue in, so I was looking towards McGill, where I could be playing an extra 2 years there, as in Canada it's 5 years. And then I was replanning on getting back into shape, because I hadn't played in a very long time, getting back into shape, getting back to like where I was, and then going to play professional. But thing turns out a little bit quicker than that.
Yeah, so I mean, how great have the past couple of months been, and how excited are you for the future then? Because I imagine it was like a quick transition, just going from being at McGill to then just signing your first contract in just a matter of, in a span of like a few months.
Yeah, so I actually got an offer to play in Sweden to leave right away. So they were looking for a goalie, but COVID really made the process very hard, because I need a visa right away, but there was no way I could get a visa in less than 2 weeks, so I had to say no to them just because I couldn't make it. Then after, I got a offer to play for Portugal as a Division One. But then right after, I was thinking about it, I was talking to my agent about it and everything, and then I got an offer from FC Metz, which is based in France, and I knew the coach from when I was playing for Team Quebec back home, and I knew what I was expecting with her. She was a very, very good coach who brought like a lot of good things into me. So even though they were just only a Division II, I was very excited about the idea of playing for her. So my coach. So I decided to play for FC Metz instead.
And how long did it take you to make that decision? Was it like a gut feeling and you were like, all right, like straight away, I want to be going to this place? Or did it take you like a couple of days to like get your mind right and like basically make the decision?
It took me a couple of days, definitely. Like, I knew I really want to do this. It's just with COVID and not having, like, I didn't practice at all in a very long time. I was definitely scared because I knew like I was not where I was when I left. I didn't touch the ball much, or like when I was playing like in my garage and everything, but I didn't have any practice with a team or anything, so it was very scared. I talked a lot with my coach, and I told her like I was worried, like I didn't get a lot of touches, that I haven't played in a long time, and she said, listen, like I believe in you, and like if you want to play, like come here, and then I know you'll do well. So it definitely made me more comfortable about, you know what, like, even though if I'm not totally ready for this, I will be ready soon enough.
That's awesome that the coach said that, especially because I imagine that that gave you, like, instant confidence. Just the fact that she said that, no, you're going to be fine, don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And was that transition hard at first? I mean, as you were telling me a little bit of her, you've been a month in France now. So just like, how was that transition just in terms of like moving overseas, starting to play professionally and things like that? Just like basically not being a student anymore, but being a pro.
Yeah, I definitely found it hard just because like I haven't been home since like a very long time because I left for Niagara, and before Niagara I was at CJEP and I wasn't living at home. And then I had pretty much like a couple of months at home, and I really felt like comfortable to be actually home with my parents and my friends and my family. But you know what? I just did my suitcase in the night, and then I was leaving the next day. So it was very exciting. And then the time change is definitely something hard, just because like you want to talk with your parents, you want to talk with your family or friends, but you have to like kind of plan when you guys are talking.
Yeah.
So that makes it hard, but I really enjoy it. Like, you know, like we have like pretty much two practices a day, so it definitely keeps me busy. And then I also work for my parents long distance, like over my computer, so it definitely keeps me busy with everything. So I'm really on a schedule that I follow every day, and I'm very excited for it.
And how do you think it's crazy that you say that you work remotely, because how do you think being a student athlete help you basically adapt to this quicker? Because I mean, in college you are you're a student and an athlete. You're going to school and at the same time you're playing a sport at a high level. How similar that is that to now the real life of being a pro and working?
Well, I think the craziness of it is like when I was at Niagara, I would wake up for practice and then I would run, shower, run back and go to school, and then do all my homework and then run because I had to go to the gym and everything. And it's just like running and being like very organized with everything you want to do. So I think that's definitely helping me out here, just because like even though that's pretty much the only thing I'm doing, I'm still working with my parents. It's not a big job that I'm doing, but it still like gives me the schedule of like being on time and doing like what I want to do. Like I'm always trying to like, if I need like the physio or anything, like it's always planning. I don't have a car here, so I'm pretty much moving around on my bike, so I definitely have to plan my trips. But it's definitely something exciting, and it really helps to just be on top of everything. Like there's days that like it's really hard, my body's really feeling it, and just knowing that like I've done this like a million times, it's just keeping me updated and just keep working than just like giving up and like, oh my god, my body's like, it's tired, like I don't want to do this. Like it's not really a thing for me, as like I've been doing this for many years now.
Have you always been organized and well with like time management and stuff, or is that something that college gave you?
No, I've always been good with this. When I was younger, or like in CJEP in high school, I played multiple sports, so I definitely was juggling with school and sports, soccer, everything else. So it's always been something I was good at, and I'm really happy about it, because then it would be a mess.
So before we get more into your soccer career, I wanted to ask you if you could clarify to all the listeners, and also to me, because you were kind of explaining it to me before, but I didn't get it, so let's give it another try. Just about your college path, because you went from Champlain College, St. Lambert, to Niagara University, to McGill University in a span of like 5 years, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So how did those transfers or switching schools help you become not only the player, but most importantly, the person you are today?
Yeah, so Champlain St. Lambert is it's a pre-university type of thing. We call it CJEP. It's only in Quebec. It's a two-year program where you usually go into what you want to go to university. So I went into criminology when I was there, and I was playing with soccer. So it's pretty much we have a summer team, and then we have like high school team, and then you play with your CJEP team, and you have like division there. So I went to a Division One CJEP playing soccer there, and that was definitely a big step for me, as it was the first time I was leaving home, and I went into an Anglophone CJEP. When I say Anglophone, it means I was learning everything in English, but all my friends there were speaking French, so like I learned the material in English, but never really like spoke or wrote anything like in English. So I only there like learned criminology stuff in English, and that was it. I was supposed to stay there for 2 years, but then I got recruited with a couple of school, and then I got a full scholarship going to Niagara, so I went there. It was definitely a big step, because I went there and I barely knew English at all, so I was watching Netflix show that I used to watch in France, and I would watch them in English, so like I would knew what was going on into the show, and that's how I pretty much learned my English. And then when COVID hit, and then we had an extra year, I decided to apply to McGill just because I changed my path during school. So I was in criminology in CJEP and University at Niagara, and then I decided to go into finance. And McGill has a very great finance major I really wanted to go in, so that's why I didn't stay at Niagara for my extra year, and I changed to McGill, and it was a lot of transition every single time, but I made it.
And dealing with all of these changes like so quick, like in such a short period of time, like technically because it's only 5 years, how did that help you become the person you are today?
It made me build a lot of character about myself that I didn't know about. It's a lot of changes. It's really hard. There was a lot of times where I didn't feel comfortable about what I was doing. I was very doubting myself. But then this really helped me, like, learning that, like, even if I'm doubting myself, even if I'm thinking this is not the right decision, it made me more comfortable about what I really wanted to do. And who I was as a person.
That's great. And I mean, so out of all the different stages of your career so far, starting in high school to St. Lambert to Niagara to McGill and now playing professionally, which is the hardest transition or the longest it's taken you to adapt to a new place, you'd say?
I would say the one from Niagara to McGill was maybe the hardest one, just because I went from like being with friends all the time and having soccer every day to absolutely nothing. When I went back home, Montreal was not into a lockdown yet, and it wasn't looking like we were going to, but then when I got home, after I did my quarantine, we went into a lockdown, and that's when I realized, like, oh, like, I don't have soccer anymore, I cannot see my friends, I have to focus on school, and it's just, like, I just have school right now. Like, this is hard. Like, I'm back home, which I feel like is not even home because I haven't been there, like, in so long. So it was definitely a big transition. And then my parents moved to a new house, so I had to change to move to another house, too. So it was, like, new people, new place, like, learning. Like, I had to learn to do, like, other things than just playing soccer. So that was interesting. But I definitely learned a lot more about myself, and that, like, I was actually good at other things than just playing soccer. So that really makes me happy than just thinking that, like, yeah, soccer is everything, but also, like, I need, like, I learned things that, like, makes me happier also. So, like, I'm able to do stuff that makes me happy, and I'm also able to, like, go on the field and, like, feeling more relaxed than I was before.
That's great. And so this was the same semester that you went from Niagara to McGill is the same semester that COVID hit, right?
Yeah, so I was at Niagara for the fall semester, but I left Niagara in September because all my classes were online. And I had my summer team that I could play with and start, like, looking for McGill and, like, learn more about the school. So that's why I decided to go home in September. But I was still doing my classes at Niagara.
Okay, so let's talk about NU then real quick. Student athlete, of course, criminal justice major. How did you decide NU is where you wanted to be at?
I love the school. I love how small it was and how, like, everyone was close to everyone. They had an amazing criminal justice program that I really was looking forward to. I love the team. The team, the girls are really hardworking people and, like, really nice to each other. So that was definitely a plus for me. And also, like, it was kind of close to home. Not as close, but it was only, like, a 7 hours drive. So my parents were definitely able to, like, come visit because they're the one who really, like, helped me to get there. So I was really happy I could be able to, like, share this with them.
Before we continue with another episode of the D1 Only podcast presented by TAP, we want to talk to you about our sponsor, Thoughts, Actions, and Progress, who provide the opportunity to any athlete around the world to build their own mental program. TAP, Thoughts, Actions, and Progress offers self-taught manuals focused on the athlete's mindset growth. They give athletes the opportunity to create their own mental program, and these are manuals adapted for different levels at an affordable price. Everyone go check out tapmindset.com as well as the Instagram page tapmindset for more information. Yeah, were you looking at other schools in the States to play soccer as well, or was it pretty much NU or stay back in Canada?
So I did a showcase to get recruited, and I was mostly looking to go to school in Canada, so I was not really thinking about going to the States. I actually got a couple offers from New York and Florida, but the one that really popped me in more was really Niagara, and I just fell in love as soon as I was talking with our coach, so I just went for Niagara.
And I mean, when you were doing this whole recruiting process, I must imagine it was like pretty stressful at times as well, because you didn't know the language. So how was that language barrier kind of like playing in your mind a little bit? Because I mean, I'm Mexican as well. My English was like all right coming into college, but I can completely relate to just in the fact where you're just not confident about English being your second language and things like that.
Yeah, it was very, very hard just to, like, start. I was having trouble communicating with the girls on the field. Like, as a goalie, you always have to talk with the girls and, like, make sure that they understand you, and they weren't. Like, I couldn't even say three to them. Like, I kept saying tree. So that was pretty funny. And then going to classes, it was, like, I feel like it was very an anxious moment, just because, like, I felt like I was sitting in class and I didn't know if I was gonna miss anything that would be important, and then it's just like I couldn't ask questions because I didn't know what I didn't understand. So it was very hard, but I definitely got it figured out. Like, Peter was really great with helping me with everything, so it only took me, like, I'll say, like, month of September, and then October I was able to, like, actually start being more comfortable. But it definitely took me, my whole time at Niagara was stressful just because of the language barrier, because sometimes you're trying to express yourself and you just can't. I just felt like I was never really, like, myself, just because I was either, like, struggling finding my words, or, like, I couldn't express really what I was, like, trying to say. So that was hard, but I'm definitely really happy I got to learn, like, a second language, because this will really help me with everything in the future.
Yeah, I can completely relate to what you're saying. So how long did it take you to actually become, like, fluent as you are now?
I'll say at least 2 semesters.
Oh, I mean, so it was all right. You make it sound like it was, like, really bad at the beginning, like, not knowing a single word of English, but if you were fluent in 2 semesters, then you were not that bad, I guess.
No, well, in Canada, like, English is our second language, so, like, you learn in high school, but at that time, like, I wasn't really, like, paying attention, you know? Like, I never thought I would be going somewhere where I would have to learn English, like, really, really much. Like, I kind of knew English, but at the same time, like, I never really spoke it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. So what do you think is what makes Niagara women's soccer so successful in recent years? Of course, not only being really close to making NCAA tournament appearances, but also just developing players as well. I had Kelsey Araujo on the podcast a couple of months ago. As you know, she recently also signed a pro contract in France. So what is it about NU that sets you for success after college, and not only on the field, but also off of it?
I think they're, like, a group that, like, really wants to succeed, so everyone puts in the work. So even if you're having a hard day and you don't feel like pushing yourself, like, the group is very welcoming, and like, you know, the girls are there to back you up. So like, if something goes wrong or anything, like, everyone is just there to like push you to get to the better of like what you can do. So like, the girls are not trying to like put you down, like, they're not trying to like, oh, like, she's not good or anything. They're really trying to like take the best out of you, and I think that's really like something great about like the girls at Niagara. Like, they're always pushing themselves, like, always hanging out together and like always working as like the best that they can.
That's great. And also, I think that's what makes college athletics so nice, I guess, the fact that like all teams, like, I wouldn't say all teams, but most of the teams across the NCAA like are so close. So when you're a freshman, you come into a team and you already have like, I don't know, like 15 new friends or 10 new friends, depending on which team you are or which sport you are, sorry. So I think that's great, and it's a great transition for the people who are coming from high school to college. Did you see it as like that way, just coming from Quebec to Niagara and then just having friends like instantly?
Yeah, like, it really made it easier. Like, you're going to somewhere that you've never been to and you don't know anyone, but then you know that you have your team. So even if I didn't really have many people, like, the girls, like, on the, like, in my program, I knew that, like, in between, like, classes or, like, at lunch or dinner, like, I would be eating with them. So it definitely made it, like, easier, like, not having the stress of, like, okay, if I don't know something, like, I don't know who to ask. Like, the girls are there for you. Like, you're always hanging out with them. So that definitely make it, the whole experience, way better and a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. And how much do you think you matured as a person in your time at Niagara?
I would say that before going to Niagara, I would never think that I would be able to live by my own, just because, like, I feel like my parents were being such a, like, big role in my life. But now it's like, I love, like, don't get me wrong, I love my parents and I love living with them, but at the same time, I'm so ready to just be able to like live on my own. And like, I'm doing it now, like, I have a roommate, but you know, I'm doing my grocery alone, like, I'm doing my finances alone, I'm doing like everything by myself, and I think this is great. Like, I feel like I gained a lot more confidence in being by myself and actually like doing right decision than when I was back home with my parents.
So were you kind of spoiled before, and you?
Like, not spoiled, but like, you know, like, if I needed help with something, I could just be like, hey mom or hey dad, like, can you help me with this?
Yeah,
like, if I had car problems or like anything, it would just be like, hey, like, can you guys help me? But like, now it's like, okay, you're on your own, like, figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. Like a regular high school student, I guess. So
yeah.
This is the last segment of the podcast. It's called the D15, presented by TAP. It's basically just five rapid-fire questions. You can answer them as fast as you can, okay?
Okay.
Montreal or Niagara Falls?
Montreal.
Athletics or academics?
Athletic.
Favorite college memory?
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Christmas parties.
Most listened artist at the moment?
Oh my god, Drake.
Other than soccer related, what profession would you like to attempt?
Professional ultimate frisbee player.
Damn. Yo, I was not expecting that, actually. That's great.
Yeah.
So, criminal justice is something you actually want to pursue in case, like, soccer, like, you don't want it to continue with soccer, or what do you want to do with it?
So, right now I'm actually working toward taking over my parents' company. So they have a microchip company for animals.
Okay.
It's something that I never thought I would like, just because I was never good in finance. But since I went to McGill, even though I only did one semester, I have learned so much about it. And I really gained more like confidence and joy about my parents' company. So I want to take over. And my parents don't really speak English, so they're only based in Quebec in the French part. And because I'm speaking English because of Niagara, it helped me a lot. I want to take over and develop, like, get it bigger, especially like in the English part. I definitely still want to work in criminology. It's just, I think this is going to take a little bit longer than I expected. But yeah, so soccer is soccer right now is definitely what I'm doing, but I'm also working with my parents, and because I'm able to work long distance, it helps me with just like making more money than what I'm doing with soccer, because yeah, soccer is great, this is what I'm loving, but like I can't really live off like what I'm making, like yeah. I can, but it's just I want to be able to make more, and being able to work for my parents is really something that like makes everything like better and keeps me like more motivated for everything.
That's great. I love that. That's awesome. So yeah, that's all I got for you today. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. I know it's kind of late in France right now, but I appreciate you taking the time. And it's funny because I think we met like 4 years ago, and this is the first time we actually have a proper conversation. So that's awesome. Yeah. But yeah, thanks again. This was great, and hope you have a great season in France as well.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks also to all the listeners for tuning in to another episode of the D1 Only podcast presented by TAP, Thoughts, Actions, and Progress. And see you guys next time.